What? What? I don't know what she's saying. But... Oh, the baby movie. Oh, yeah. Ignore that. Let's switch that back over, Rick. For Christmas, we're watching Storks, everyone. All right, there you go. I wanted to take a moment. Don't worry. I don't like long messages on Christmas any more than the rest of you. So I won't get too deep into it. But I wanted to take a moment and talk about a word that we hear tossed around in churches sometimes, a Hebrew word it's one of the few Hebrew words that we hear tossed around. Shekinah. Have you heard this word before?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've been at 1208, you've heard it a little bit more because we sing a song called We Wait For You. Shekinah glory, come down. We wait for you. Shekinah is actually not a word you will find in the Bible. It's actually made up later. After the Jews and the Hebrews had studied their scriptures, they kept coming across this concept throughout the scriptures that they really wanted to try to give a word to. So as they decided to create a name for this concept, they created the name Shekinah. And that word Shekinah is meant to describe moments when God's presence is tangible. Moments when God's presence is here and you can feel it and you can touch it. You can understand it. You can grasp it around you. It can also be translated when God dwells among us, when His presence is here, or when the glory of God comes among us. And you see examples of the Shekinah presence, the Shekinah glory coming throughout the scriptures. Does anybody know the common way that Shekinah shows up? Anybody? Yeah. What is it that happens at the tabernacle?
Like the cloud coming down.
Cloud, yeah. A very common way in which you can tell the Shekinah is here is because God shows up in a cloud. Can you think of any other examples throughout the Bible where it's a cloud? Yep, the Israelites are led by God as a pillar of cloud. Remember that? Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. Moses goes up on a mountain to pray, and it's cloudy up there. You see Ezekiel, I believe it was, one of the prophets, comes in contact with the Shekinah glory, with the cloudy, weighty presence. When they make the tabernacle, it shows up. When they make the permanent tabernacle, it shows up. A lot of times with Moses, when a bunch of elders are chosen to reign or make decisions over Israel, the cloudy presence shows up. Time and time again, you come across the Shekinah. And as we get to Christmas and we understand the concept that Shekinah is God dwelling with us, we start to realize that Christmas has a real special significance with this concept because one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Yeah. And so here comes God. He puts on flesh, He puts on skin, He puts on meat, and He comes and He lives and dwells among us, like one of us. Paul tells us in Colossians that Jesus has the fullness of God in Him. And we also see John tell us that the Word became flesh and then dwelt with men. Remember this verse? We don't see in the New Testament like real secure references to Shekinah, but we see the overtones of it. And in this case, we see Jesus becoming the Shekinah. He becomes the glory of God manifest. He becomes the presence of God dwelling among us. And it's interesting when you watch the story of Jesus, you see how that dwelling becomes very interesting, how that works with God putting on flesh. For example, you remember the story where Jesus gets baptized by the Holy Spirit, right? You got to wonder how that works exactly because God is the Father, God is Jesus, and God is the Holy Spirit. So it's like God baptizing God with God, right? Kind of strange. In the same way, what's strange is even though Jesus is, to some extent, God dwelling here among us, Jesus already is the presence of God with us. At the same time, Jesus goes up on a mountain to pray with his disciples. And you remember the story of the transfiguration? A cloudy presence comes in. Jesus is clothed in white and he's shining and he's bright. And we see that God in flesh, Shekinah in flesh, has a Shekinah moment. And it's strange to me that the presence of God embodied needs to still have an experience with himself. Right? God experiencing himself. The story of Christmas is a Shekinah-like story. In the same way that God has always been leading us, dwelling with us, his presence coming among us, we see with the story of Jesus, the story continuing. He is still coming to dwell among us. He is still coming to be the presence among us. He is the glory of God and the fullness of God. And we live in not the time where Jesus is still here in flesh, but we live in the time in which Jesus sends his Holy Spirit to dwell in all of us. So the story of Christmas gets to continue. Not only did Jesus come once to dwell among us, but Jesus is still here dwelling with us. He's not just a cloud that appears every once in a while. He is closer to us than he has ever been. Because Jesus said, I'm going to the Father and I'm asking him to send his Holy Spirit to live in you and to guide and direct you and to give you the help you need to do the things that I've done. In fact, greater things than I've done, you will do. Why? Because the Shekinah is still here. The Shekinah of Christmas is with us now. And so, this is not the message I planned on coming to you tonight with. I didn't think I'd be preaching on Shekinah for Christmas, but I woke up from a dream this morning in which I just... we were having band practice for Christmas Eve service, and while we were practicing, we just... I don't know if the song was planned or not, but we got into the song Shekinah that we sing a lot, and as we started singing it, I just couldn't stop crying the whole time, hoping for more of God, of his presence, of that Shekinah. And I woke up just really eagerly desiring that, and I wanted to look more into what Shekinah is, what it looks like, and so on and so forth. And I realized its connections that we see with Jesus. And so as we move towards the end of this service, we're going to sing that song. I don't think I've ever sang a non-Christmas song before at Christmas, but we're going to sing that song, and then we're going to close with Joy to the World. So as we move forward and get ready to close out, about halfway through Shekinah or so, Ben or someone is going to get some fire and start lighting your candles. So if you have them, get ready, because we're going to use those during Joy to the World. And don't burn anything down. And I'll remind you now, verse 3 is when you're supposed to lift them up in the air. Not the whole time. So, as we get ready to close out, if the Maisha can come to the stage.